The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Now, earlier this month, inflation hit a 13-year high and it's expected to continue to rise for the foreseeable future. So are consumers starting to feel this in their pockets? Well, Barry White is with me. Good morning, Barry.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
Are they feeling it?
Yeah, they certainly are from anybody I've been speaking to. And I think many people are starting to feel the impact of the rise in inflation. As you say, it rose to a 13-year high of 3.7% earlier this month as the cost of energy, transport and housing accelerated. And this cost of living squeeze is linked to the rapid resumption of economic activity after lockdown and higher energy costs. So people are noticing rising grocery bills, rising energy and gas bills. And these people in Dublin 8 told me they're going to have to start cutting back on certain things as prices continue to rise.
Petrol has gone up so much, and the fuel and the gas. And I'm on the carts where I just find that it's running. Like I normally get about 2 or 3 weeks on the cards, where now I'm only getting, like, if I'm lucky, to get 10 days on it. And I just find everything, even, you're going to the shops, the shelves are empty, and you're going in and you're paying for your shopping. But when you go to the counter, I find it's at least an extra 20 or 30 euro a week I'm paying on my groceries a week, which I've always had a limit on my money for groceries, as we all have limits for everything. But it's just, I find I'm paying more now for groceries than I ever did before. I just find that everything has gone up in price and there's nobody saying anything.
We're looking to buy a house. That's obviously a massive issue that, like, we're just, the deal that we were moved to sale agreed in collapsed out of nowhere because the sellers saw a place for higher money and decided to withdraw our sales. So we're renting at the moment. That's obviously a massive cost. And yeah, in general, then day-to-day stuff is just creeping up all the time. It seems that sellers are, or vendors are, shops are putting up the price, hotels are putting up the price, petrol stations are putting up the price in the absence of, to kind of make up for whatever has gone on in the pandemic. So,
and is it harder to get by? Like, you say you're looking to buy a house.
Yeah, certainly harder to save because we're spending probably 40% of our household income on rent. So, you know, after that, any increase in food and heat and everything else is going to have quite a serious knock-on effect on us and a small child as well. So.
And is it something you worry about, that this inflation is seemingly, it seems like it's going to continue?
It's generally frustrating, and certainly, you know, I wouldn't have ever considered myself being someone who'd make a protest vote in the election, particularly with the people that I could protest vote for, because I have no political allegiance to them. But I'm at the point where I'm fairly sick of this government, and I would consider that, just to stick it to
every cost that's around in the household, that the 50 cent on everything, and if you get 100 products in one shopping, it's cost another 50 euro on top of it. And that's where the gas bills are going up astronomical, I think, for what we have and what we haven't got. And I don't drive, but I know people that drive that says the diesel has gone so expensive that they're even cutting down on where they're going and what they're doing.
Is it something you worry about, that, you know, the prices seem to keep going up and up and there seems to be no end to it at the minute?
No, well, at the moment, I'm struggling at the moment, but if it gets any worse, I'll be completely on my back, more or less, because I won't be able to afford even to buy food for my children or pay a mortgage.
Now, that woman doesn't drive, but she did mention the cost of fuel. Diesel and petrol have taken a huge price hike.
Yeah, well, year on year, the cost of petrol and diesel has rose 14.5% and 15.5%. And with an increase in carbon tax in the recent budget, those prices have accelerated even more. It's now at a 10-year high. And Pat, I was speaking to some petrol station owners who told me that they are seeing prices increase at around 1 cent a day currently. And there's huge discrepancies in the cost of petrol and diesel at the minute. Petrol and diesel prices can vary as much as 15 cent a litre. It really just depends what part of the country you're in. I know last week it cost me 90 euro to fill up my car. That's the most I've ever paid. The week before the budget, it cost me 70 euro. However, this is not just an Irish problem. Fuel prices are increasing right across Europe. And petrol and diesel is currently actually more expensive in the Netherlands, Germany, Sweden and Italy. I was actually watching Euronews yesterday, and Germans are flocking across the border to Poland to fill up their tanks because it's 20 cents a litre cheaper. in Poland. Now, I've been speaking to Kevin McPartland. He's the chief executive of Fuel for Ireland. And he says despite the rise in petrol prices and diesel prices, he says petrol retailers here are not making huge profits.
So you have a situation where there's been a massive increase in the overall price of energy across the board. So you'll have heard people talk about the increase in gas, electricity, and oil is a part of that. There's a knock-on effect on oil. Also, we're selling a product that comes from all over the world, and the transport costs that we've all heard about in all sorts of other areas has been increasing. And then, as you say, there's the carbon tax, which has added on to that in the last couple of weeks.
There's discrepancies when it comes to prices. We're here at a station in Dolphin's Barn, 162.9 for diesel. I've been to another station in Blanchardstown where it's 173.9. Why is there such discrepancies, and are petrol retailers making profits here?
There are very, very low levels of profit on actual fuel itself, so the margins on petrol, diesel, kerosene are really, really low. And there are operations that can run more cheaply with the price of the property, the, you know, their running costs, whatever, and you will find that petrol stations have to keep their prices as low as at all possible, because the prices in big letters outside the shop, people can see exactly how much it is, and if there's better value 100 yards down the road, they'll go 100 yards down the road. But the important thing to recognise is that I'm sitting here behind me, there's a sign saying 169.9 cent for unleaded petrol. 1 euro of that is going straight to the government. So of that 70 cent that's left, we're bringing in a product which is sourced in the Middle East or Scandinavia or anywhere else around the world. It's being refined, it's being transported in a safe way, because this is a hazardous product. It's been marketed in a safe way, it's been brought to consumers in a safe way, and it's still cheaper than a bottle of water that you'd buy in the shop behind you, Barry.
Are these prices going to continue to rise? I've been speaking to some petrol retailers who are saying that they're noticing the prices going up as much as a cent a day at the minute.
Well, I'd be a rich man if I could predict future prices, but what I will say is that the price of fuel, of refined fuel, tracks the price of crude oil, and it tracks it with a lag of 2 to 3 weeks. And the price of crude hasn't started coming down yet, so I think we're going to be stuck at this level for a wee while longer.
And Barry, it doesn't stop there. Housing, rent, car prices also all on the rise.
Yeah, second-hand car prices have went up 16%, while the cost of housing has been driven up by rents, which increased by 5.9%, while the cost of mortgage interest rose by 2.2% last month. And again, these are expected to continue to rise. And actually, just yesterday, it was being reported that first-time buyers are being squeezed out of the housing market for new homes, with cash-rich purchasers and cuckoo funds snapping up half the available stock. So the so-called squeezed middle are more squeezed than ever before. And it really is them who are being hit hardest by all these price increases. Now, a lot of people I've been speaking to have been aiming their frustration at the government, and they've told me that government politicians really don't know what it's like to live in the real world. However, Fine Gael Senator Gad Hearn told me he knows exactly how people are feeling.
I'm married 5 years, and I've one child, a boy, who's who'll be two in December. And I'd notice a huge change in costs. You know, I come from a very rural area in Tipperary, so everything we do, essentially, we have to drive, whether that's going to drop Jamie off to childcare, whether that's me going to work, everything has to do with driving. So, you know, the cost of diesel, the increase in that over the last number of months has been really significant. The price in oil, we fill our tank of oil every couple of months, and we'd always be looking at the price to see what it is and when's the best time to fill up. But at the moment, there's no good time, really. The cost is just so much higher than it normally would be. But from a day-to-day perspective, it'll be your normal things, you know, your nappies, milk formula, simple things like bread and coffee you'd even notice going up. Clothes are very expensive, children's clothes are very expensive, I find.
Look, some people I've been speaking to have been talking about the increase in costs from, you know, electric, gas, fuel, down to groceries. And a lot of people are saying to me, you know, well, politicians don't know what it's really like. They don't know what it's like in the real world. Is it fair to simply just point the finger at politicians here and blame them for rising costs?
I'd understand, you know, what it's like to have to worry about costs and expenditure, mortgages, childcare, which for most people is like a second mortgage. And just the day-to-day living as a couple that are married with young kids. I think it's, most people call that the squeezed middle. And that's certainly where a lot of people my age and people that I'd be friendly with feel they are, that they pay high taxes, they pay out an awful lot of money, they've rising expenditure. And certainly when you've kids, that only increases. If it's, simple things like haircuts or swimming lessons, which have gone up an awful lot over the last number of months, going to the cinema, things like that, like all those things have an impact. And I think people, certainly people who see themselves as in the middle, feel like they've been hit the most from that.
That's Fine Gael Senator Garrett Ahern. Finally, Barry, rising inflation, is it here to stay or is there some end in sight?
Unfortunately, for those people who are feeling this the most at the minute, no, there's no sign of inflation dropping anytime soon. We heard fuel prices are expected to continue to rise going into the new year. So it's going to certainly cost you more to heat your home this winter, while it's going to be more expensive than ever to run your car. And your electric and gas bills, well, they are also going to continue to increase. It's likely the same for groceries as well. And we haven't even mentioned the price of hotels or restaurant meals or the price of even a pint. These are all things that are also on the rise. And David Quinn, who is the Managing Director of InvestWise Financial Planning, says prices will continue to go up, but by how much remains to be seen.
I think prices are going to continue to rise for the short term anyway. The biggest impact for people in the last few months has been energy prices. So the price of their utility bills, heating homes, petrol at the pump, all those prices have gone up dramatically in the last. This year, gas prices alone have gone up 250%, and that has led on to overall energy prices going up. And that's going to hit people over the winter now. Over the summer, it's not as big a deal because we're not using heating as much. But over the winter, I would expect people's heating bills to go through the roof. And we can already see the cost of petrol and diesel at the pumps going up. So that's probably been the biggest indicator of inflation.
Is this something that's going to continue for the foreseeable future? Are prices going to just keep rising? And for how long could this go on?
Yeah, well, prices are going to continue to rise. The question is by how much? I think the long-term average inflation and the inflation rate that central banks would like to see is between 2 and 3%. That's a healthy price rise that encourages people to spend and encourages activity in the economy. What we don't want to see is it going up to 5, 6, 7%, where wages start to come under pressure and it just becomes a bit of a block to economic growth. So I think central banks would like to see some inflation. They don't want to see what we've had over the last 10 years, which is no inflation, which doesn't encourage activity.
Could we hit 5, 6%? Is that a possibility?
It's a possibility. The bond markets, which are a very good indicator of what's going to happen long term, don't think it will. They think we'll see inflation for the next 9 months, maybe a year, at maybe over 3%, and then it tapering off and falling back again. But there is a nervousness that it could continue. I don't see it getting to 1970s style inflation with 15 or 20%, but there is definitely going to be somewhere between 2 and 4% inflation for the foreseeable futures. The squeezed middle, as you call them, with high mortgage rates, they will find it tight. So I'd be worried about any inflation above 3% for that cohort.
So it's here for a while anyway, inflation. That report from Barry White. We'll have news next.